Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Crossland, Corsa and Mokka. Three good reasons to visit the Opel Open Road event.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So let's return to that news from NIAC that the booster programme is being rolled out to everyone age 16 and upwards. And I'm joined on the line now by Kingston Mills, Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College. Good morning, Kingston. And I know that you're getting this information as we speak, as we are too. So what we know is that the Minister for Health has accepted these new recommendations from NIAC. So what's going to happen is a booster dose of an mRNA vaccine in order of priority has been recommended for the following: pregnant women aged 16 and older, those aged 40 to 49, and then everybody else, the 16 to 39 year olds, in descending order. And the people who got the one dose Janssen vaccine as their primary vaccine can be offered a booster dose irrespective of their age after a minimum 3 month interval. Do you welcome this news, Kingston?
Absolutely. I mean, some of my colleagues have been calling for this for some time. We have a situation where the immunity induced with all of the vaccines, unfortunately, is waning from 3 to 6 months after immunization. And we also know that boosting has a huge impact on effectiveness, so vaccine effectiveness. And real-world data from Israel, the US and the UK has shown that the efficacy dropped as low as 40% in the UK with the AstraZeneca and was boosted back up to 93, 94% when they gave a third dose of vaccine. So it's absolutely fantastic, the benefit of giving the third dose.
Now, I'm just reading this as we go, but the release goes on to say that the additional dose will be given at least 5 months following completion of the primary vaccination schedule. That's not the case for Janssen. It's 3 months. Are you happy with that 5 month interval?
Well, I think the 3 months after the Johnson & Johnson Janssen is a good idea because it's a single dose vaccine and the immunity does drop more after a single dose than after two. But the 5 month interval causes a slight problem for the over 60 year olds because a lot of them were waiting until the end of July to get their second dose. So they will be, middle of December, towards the end of December, and then they won't be immune until January, because it takes at least 2 weeks after the third dose to have the full benefit of it. So I would have liked to see that coming down to 4 months rather than five.
What's your take on this new variant we're hearing about this morning? There seems to be a sense of, dare I say, panic around Europe this morning. We have the Dutch banning flights from South Africa from noon today, the French banning flights for the next 48 hours, the EU making a decision on it later today. Do you think that's proportionate?
Yes, this is the most worrying variant we've seen yet. I was shocked last night when I read the reports about it. Really insidious. The mutations in the spike protein not only mimic those in the Delta, but also the Beta variant, the original South African variant. And that variant, if people may not remember, caused a real problem for the AstraZeneca vaccine, so much so that it only had 10% efficacy and South Africa stopped using it. So it has the worst of the Beta variant and the worst of the Delta variant in terms of transmissibility. So this is, people talked about game changers in vaccines. This is a game changer in terms of the viruses. So we've got to keep this virus out of Europe at all costs, including Ireland. So we need to put in place very stringent measures to quarantine, isolate anybody that's come either directly or indirectly from South Africa or other countries.
How do you think the current mRNA vaccine will be able to deal with this variant?
Too early to say. The mRNA vaccines are still working reasonably well against the Delta variant, and that's good news. But they work to a certain extent against the Beta variant, so you'd think that they will have some efficacy. But it really will focus the attention on getting the booster program, because we do know that giving the booster vaccine does enhance not only the antibody response against the original variant, but also against the Delta. So hopefully it would generate an antibody response against this new variant, but it'd be weaker than against the original. But it might give us some time to get the next vaccine in place.
I see the head of the German Institute for Infectious Diseases saying that so far they're not aware of any South African variant being found in Europe. But you're saying it's important to keep it that way. So are you advocating for travel bans, mandatory hotel quarantine, everything that we saw previously being reintroduced?
But not only that, it has to be done immediately. You know, it can't be done. They can't reflect on this like they did last time and figure it out and then do it 6 to 8 weeks later. It needs to be done immediately. So, you know, the UK have already done it. Northern Ireland has done it. Lots of European countries have already done it. I in terms of, you know, banning travel from South Africa, now there are probably no direct flights from South Africa to Ireland, but there are lots of countries in Europe where people can fly to from South Africa and then come indirectly to Ireland. So we need to implement quarantine where the origin of the flight was from the countries affected by this new variant. So it's not a matter of waiting and seeing what happens in other countries. We've got to act now.
This is frightening for people, Kingston, to hear you saying this.
I don't want to frighten people, but what I want to do is to get the government to act quickly and not to have... There was repeated procrastination on travel from very get-go on COVID. And you have to think back to February 2019 when this started. You know, there was resistance to travel restrictions. There was resistance to travel restrictions again around COVID. They were implemented, and they were implemented too late. We can't do this again this time. We really have to do it quickly. And you can see what other countries are doing. I mean, the UK jumped on it last night the minute they knew about it. Germany's done the same. I think we have to follow suit.
Okay, I'm just looking at the wires as they're coming in. BioNTech, and they, we know, make the Pfizer vaccine with that company. It's studying how well the coronavirus vaccine it developed protects against the vaccine. And they're saying they expect more data in the lab test in 2 weeks at the latest. So it's going to take that length of time to see how this vaccine can deal with this variant.
Yeah, I mean, there are lots of lab tests that can be done to figure that out, but the real test will come when can predict it. But you know, the real test comes when you know you actually put it in the real world, will it stop the infection?
Just going back to our own news that we're dealing with here this morning, the NIAC decision that everybody over the age of 16 should get a booster now 5 months after they had their last dose, or if they got the one shot dose, it'll be a 3 month gap. Just on that plan, when it comes to the Janssen or the Johnson & Johnson, are you happy that 3 months is the right gap, the right interval?
It's difficult to be very prescriptive about this because we do know the longer the gap between doses of a vaccine, the better the antibody response in terms of its depth or its broadness. So it does have benefits leaving a longer gap, but then you have to weigh that up against the risks that the people are put to it by not having the vaccine. So it's a balancing act. And I think 3 months is probably a sensible period. But, you know, I would like to see that being dropped a bit for the other vaccines, especially the AstraZeneca.
We were talking to Damien McCallion from the HSE about the plan to vaccinate children. He said that they have to order and then wait for the supply of vaccines for children to arrive in the country. Should there be a specific children's vaccine, or can we just go ahead with the appropriate dose from the supply that we have?
No, there's a specific children's vaccine that's formulated in at the right dose for children. So we have to wait until that comes, and I gather it will not be here until the end of December. I think the bigger problem right now is getting the adults boosted, and I think the HSC need to streamline and expedite the boosters now that NIAC have agreed to give them to all.
Okay, Kingston, thank you very much for your time. And on the fly as well, as that news arrives this morning that everyone over the age of 16 will be offered a booster vaccine 5 months after they had their last dose. The Gathering is next.
Today with Claiborne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.